Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. At least the north end of Three Mile Bridge has three lanes operating now on the northbound side. I was able to confirm that with the traffic cameras and had not been able to connect with FDOT just yet to confirm the full bridge, but I would expect that. They wouldn't remove the north end if they wouldn't remove the south end. And the only question then is, when will the southbound side be to the same? So, woohoo! We're almost there. Almost. Joining us now, we have Lisa Newell. She is the publisher for the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning. That's really exciting news to have that bridge open all the way.
Finally.
Wonderful. Almost all the way.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Finally. All right. So lots of stuff in the paper today. You got a story about goat yoga? The what?
That's right. So you know how when you work out, you sometimes you smell like a goat? Well, actually, you'd have a really good excuse if you did goat yoga, because they actually bring goats, little tiny, darling, precious goats, to play with you as you are doing your yoga. We have a feature that was done by our writer, Cindy Reese. She went out to one of the breweries, and they have yoga, and they bring out goats. And so while you're, you know, doing your downward dog, you might get a downward goat coming with you as well. So it's really fun. Cutest pictures, honestly.
Come on, tell them the pun. Tell them the pun. Go ahead, do it.
Oh, yes. Goat yoga is a blast.
Nice. County Commission became the center of some controversy last week with the comments made by Sam Parker, but he's apologized, right?
Yes. He has apologized, and he, you know, said that he didn't mean any ill will toward anyone after he made a slur that, you know, some people consider it a slur. And he specifically apologized to County Attorney Tom Danheiser, who was so gracious and, you know, accepted it. Although there were still some people who called for him to resign because they said it had made national news. And, of course, in these very, you know, iffy times, a lot of people are saying we can't really afford to have anyone bring this kind of negative energy to politics. But it looks like it's all going to blow over.
Yeah, that's which, you know, we talked about this quite a bit last week, but yeah, I would think so. And it was appropriate for him to say something. So Rotary honoring teachers a year.
Yes, the Rotary does this every year, and they got the ones from the local Gulf Breeze schools and their principals to come out. They gave them a nice, warm welcome and congratulated them on all their accomplishments, so that's really nice.
Yeah, no, that's always good.
Their teachers work so hard.
They do.
They all work really hard. These are just the representatives of all the teachers who work really hard.
We've also got some cooperation among different governmental entities for undergrounding utilities. Is that right?
Yeah, I didn't really think about this before, but, you know, the city is planning to do all of these undergrounding, and it's going to create some issues for the school. They're going to have to, you know, use some of their school property to put some of these different equipment on their property. And also, it's going to take about 18 months. So during that time, they did need to get, you know, permission and also, you know, let the school know what they're looking forward to. Not sure when it's going to start, but it's going to take about 18 months. And, of course, they discussed, you know, where the transformers are going to be and what they're going to need these metal boxes for and where they're going to go. And so that's moving forward. That's very exciting.
Oh, that's good stuff. And also, what is speed friending? Is that like speed dating? What is that?
It is exactly like speed dating.
Okay.
Except instead of trying to meet a romantic partner, you're just trying to meet more people and, you know, try to find out what's going on. It sounds really fun. Another one by Cindy Reeves, where she went to a brewery where they were having this speed friending event. What happens is you get up there and you're on one side of the table and the other person on the other side has a list of questions. You sit down and you just give them a random number and they ask you the question that's that number. And it can be anything random. It could be like, you know, what kind of a fictional TV family would you see yourself a part of? And then it just kind of sparks a discussion, and you talk about, and it leads to everything. But after a few minutes, you know, the bell rings, and you get up and you meet someone else. And if you have an opportunity to, you go back and meet the people that you really wanted to connect with. And you can, you know, of course, have a beer with them or whatever. This one was at the Coastal County Brewery, which is up on Olive Road. And so anyway, it's a great opportunity just to meet different people, especially you know, when you're in school, you get an opportunity because you're kind of put together with kids in school, in classes. And as an adult, you know, really just meet your coworkers, and sometimes you need more than that. So
no, that's great.
Opportunity to go meet some new people. How fun and interesting. Yes.
Is it, I'm just curious, are you meeting people all the same gender, or is there everybody's there?
Oh, it's everybody.
Okay.
All different
all
ages,
right.
All different genders, everything, yes.
I just didn't know, like, you know, because speed dating is obviously opposite gender. I just didn't know if they had done it. Like, it was all women event or an all men event or something like that. So, no, I think that sounds like a lot of fun, honestly. Some events coming up, including tonight, a meeting on flood risk. Is that right, Lisa?
That's right. So it's at 6 o'clock, and it is, oh, gosh, where did I say that was? It is at the community center, I believe. I need to make sure I check that out, but they're having one at 10 o'clock this morning in Milton and another one at 6 o'clock tonight. And we have the details in the paper. And I'm trying to look it up right now. It is going to be at the one at 10 o'clock is at the Santa Rosa County Visitor Center in Navarre.
Okay.
The one tonight is at the Gulf Creek Community Center. Yes.
Okay. All right. Great.
If you have any interest in flood or flood risk, be at this meeting because it's going to be an opportunity for you to meet and find out more about what risk you have.
Find the right person to ask the right question to is always helpful. And then starting tomorrow and all the way through next weekend, it's just event after event, right?
Absolutely. Tomorrow, of course, is St. Patrick's Day, so that's going to be super fun. Don't forget to wear your green.
Don't get pinched.
Then the Rotary Gumbo Cook-Off is Saturday. And, of course, there's going to be oh, my goodness, what else did I say? Oh, the charity auction at Tiger Point. It's for a good cause, and you can go in there and buy all kinds of collectibles. If you're into NASCAR, if you're into, you know, collecting coins or anything like that, there's going to be all kinds of things there. So be sure and look at the paper for that. And so it's going to be fun. And the next weekend, the 25th and 26th, Saturday and Sunday, if that's the right dates,
that's
it's
right.
going to be the Gulf Reef Celebrates the Arts Festival.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge thing. So lots of things. We're into event season. We are into event season. I will take it.
Yes.
Lisa Newell.
What is that with this cold weather?
Yeah, no kidding. It's going to be a low of like 39 on Sunday. So, you know, well, that's all right. Lisa Newell, she publishes the Gulf Breeze News every Thursday, gives us a preview of what's in the paper. As always, Lisa, thanks for covering our community and telling us about it. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. It's so fun. And I hope to see you in the breeze.
You bet. 819 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.